Morning. We'll start off with a public hearing on House Bill 2532 relating to the Financial Administration with the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. And Susie Jordan is representing us from the Legislative Fiscal Office, and Karen Segrist is our clerk for the day. So, Susie, would you like to explain to us what we have before us this morning, carry over from yesterday?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. What I have handed, put at your place is an amendment to the Dash 1 amendments that would insert language to require that the application fee that the application fee would be refunded if the licensing application is not processed within 60 days of receiving it. And then there is some clarification on what a good, complete application is, some sidebars so that the agency can actually implement this requirement.
Okay, we have that amendment to the Dash 1 amendment before us, which clarifies that. Representative Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I hate to admit that I became aware of this by frequenting a public house, but I don't know whether included in a brewery, a winery, or a distillery are any of the newly commercial beverages that are like hard cider or those kinds of products. Are they in one of those definitions?
Well, we have Karen come forward on behalf of the Oregon Liquor Control Commission and make sure that we get that in the record. Thank you, Representative Johnson. Karen?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Johnson, yes, the hard cider is included in typically the brewery public house license.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there further questions relative to the amendment to the Dash 1 amendment? Yesterday we went through the Dash 1 amendment. Representative Patridge.
Mr. Chair, we are in work session.
Let's go ahead and gavel so that we are officially in work session for House Bill 2532. Representative Patridge.
Mr. Chair, I move the conceptual amendments as presented by LFO today to House Bill 2532.
The motion is to go ahead with the Dash 1 amendments, with the conceptual amendment there too as provided by the Legislative Fiscal Office as approved by the co-chair. Are there any objections? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. Representative Patridge?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2532 to the full committee as amended by this committee.
You've heard the recommendation. Is there any objection? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. Thank you very much. To the Senate, this is a House bill. It goes to the full first.
Winner
to the Senate, to the full. Representative Johnson. Representative Johnson, because you spoke today on behalf of the public houses.
My vast expertise in liquor consumption.
And to the floor, Representative Patridge.
I don't care. That's fine.
Okay. All right. Let's do that then. Thank you very kindly. We will close Ways and Means. Thank you. And we meet on Thursday next, this Thursday, to consider the Capital Planning Commission's suspension until 05, the various documents that we approved there. Thank you. Thank you very much.